top line base. Dine Hasdiva, the Abba Kaisas, the Baita Sain Sufim. Yeshul Chonoi Oluch Mib'oidyoim. It's important to have everything ready by the time night time comes. Kedesha Lechol Miyad Kishatevshav, so that you can eat straight away, and then you make Kiddush as soon as it gets dark. V'af imhu v'beis ha-medrash. And if you're sitting and learning, yokum mitpeisha mitzvah la-maher. It's a mitzvah to hurry up quickly, le'achol b'shul ha-tinoka, so that the children will stay awake. Shelo yishnu, they won't fall asleep. Abo lo yama kiddush ad she-techshach. But you should wait until it's night time in order to make kiddush. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down, we'll have a look at the Shatzion as well. Kedei le'achol miyad, lav dafka, not straight away. Ba'akavana kedei she'yia efshalo la'haskel ha'seida. That you can possibly start the seida mishetechshach, ve'lo yishtaher. Doesn't mean straight away, it means so that there's time that you can start at night time. Not be ba'odyoim. Even though we'll see on Ev Shabbos you can bring Shabbos in earlier. Here not. You'll see in a second. The Beis HaMedrash. You're giving a shiur, you're learning. So you should finish quickly, even though we have Hallel and we sing Hallel. No, they do sing Hallel.
Yeah.
After it's Hallel, at least to finish quicker. Lelev take up, so you can go straight away. What does it mean, mitzvah lemaher le'echol? So that you can quickly do the seder, so the children won't sleep. When they know ad ha'achila, they'll know that there won't be a long delay until they eat. And therefore, the children will stay awake because they know things won't take that time. The question is, what does he mean here? Mitzvah lemaher le'echol. Take a look at the Shaar Tzion here, on Gim base here. What does it mean here? Mitzvah lemaher. What are you having up to eat? He brings three different shittas here. Mekor haydinahu mibreisa dechoyfim matzah bishurati noikos. Meaning we snatch the matzahs so that the children will stay awake. What does it mean quickly eat? You can't possibly say don't think that it means rushing the Haggadah so that you can eat quickly. That's not what it means here. It doesn't mean mamahim lechol, so that rush the Haggadah so that you'll be able to eat. Since when is the Suda, the Ika on Leila Seder? Well, the Yovin Shmua, the Harashbetz Kosa, Vazer Loshen, Umamarim, no. So this is not the Pshat. The Pshat is not to hurry to eat. It doesn't mean to hurry to eat. It means something else. That's the first thing. It can't be that, because eating can't be the main thing. The main thing is Leila Seder and Mitzvah Haggadah. So it's not hurrying to in order to eat, because that's not the Ika. Eating is not the Ika. He brings a second Pshat. Well, Yovin Shmua, according to the Rashba, he says, "Mamarim la'achilam, feed the children early, k'dei shelo yishnu. Make sure the children have something to eat early, before the seder, so that they eat, they've eaten already, so that they'll be able to stay awake. They won't be hungry. V'atinoikos koyin, it's going on the children. V'peirush zeh osi shapir tvei. And mekomakom ein la'achilam habe. Don't eat, give the children too much to eat. She'ada rabba mipnei yesh lochush, they'll fall asleep if you give them too much to eat." Now that's the second pshat. The second pshat is that give the children to eat first, so that you'll be able to have the seder. So the first pshat is that don't he? What does he mean? He's bothered about the loshen in the mechaber. Shemitzvah lemaher le'echol. What does he mean in the mechaber? Maher le'echol. What are you hurrying to eat? Are you hurrying to eat first the suda of the Leila Seder? It can't be that.
Possibly.
You're not memarin le'achol. You think it means that you want to eat the suda of Leila Seder?
Possibly.
Because the ikkah is the Haggadah.
Possibly the matzos.
Oh, we'll come on to that now. So, in other words, what was pshat mitzvah lemaher le'achol? Can it mean that you're hurrying to eat the suda of Leila Seder? That's not the ikkah. The ikkah is the Haggadah. So it can't be that. So therefore, the second pshat is maybe mamarin le'achol, give the children to eat first, before the seder, so that the children might be hungry. Don't give them a nash, something beforehand. But the third pshat is what you just said, Rabbi Yehuda. The efsha oid le'amad the bekavodas ha'machada, what he means, shapir yesh l'mayel la'hagir l'idei motzei matzah. It means hurry to be able to eat the matzah early. And that's what the machada means. The children will see the difference that you're leaning, and therefore, that's what it means to eat. Eat so that you'll be able to eat the matzah quickly. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the action, and therefore, what we're talking about the children is the children will see you eating the matzah, and that's what the pshat is. That's what the Rashba says. So when we say in the Machabesh the mitzvah lemaya lecho, so that you won't eat the matzah too late, you'll be able to eat the matzah early. That's the ikka. So the children, it's not enough the manishtana. The manishtana won't make a depression. The actions will keep the children busy. Beautiful point. That no, the maya lecho, the children having eaten the matzah, will. That's what you must hurry to do. I manishtana begadad levincha. He says that's not. Children won't be impressed by that. Afar gabad to say that I got tikkun manishtana because ein bekach klum. That's not enough for children. The manishtana. Children want to eat the matzah.
I wonder sometimes during the stress of seder, a lot of people spend time on the haggadah.
Right, right.
The point of this matzah should go fast.
Should go faster.
You know, I said before, maybe why? You said before you shouldn't rush through the haggadah.
But not to eat the suda, to eat the matzah. The first pshat is that maybe you can't imagine in order to eat the suda of Leila Seder, that's not the ikka, because the Haggadah is the ikka. According to the Rashba's pshat, the pshat is that mamayin le'chol et ha-matzah, the mitzvah's matzah, that's what the children need to do. With me, because the Maisa mitzvah is much. I remember a Beinish, the Seicha Tzadik Bocha, in the middle, I asked Rabbi Saul Gluskin, the son-in-law of Beinish, and I said, how was he saved? He said, he get all the children to say Manishtan, and everything goes very fast to get to Matzah. He said, the children must not be left. He said, he rushed through, everyone says Manishtan, and then everything goes very fast to get to Matzah. So the children will eat the Matzah. Because if they don't have the Matzah, the children feel missed out. The Maisa Mitzvah, that's what he's saying here. Memarid Le'achol, so the children will eat the matzah soon.
Which month are we talking about, the matzah? The cold matzah?
No. Pashto's, I mean the first matzah. I mean, I think Avim is the first matzah. Matzah's Afikomen is also a seal as well, but I think he. Because children are impressed, that's what the Shaltir brings down. According to the Rashba, Ikha Shela Timir Shela Tinokos, Ush Bishar Shel Roya Maisa Be'inov. And that's when the children see it.
Isn't it 2 hours to the end of the matzah, 1 hour, Shah Machet?
Yeah. Although, Ma Hapshat, Ma Hapshat Shela Machabish, Shel Met Sorich Le Ma Le'achol. Le'achol Ma. That's what he's bothered about. Ma Le'achol. Tireh Mishnabu, Tireh Mishnabu, Mishnabu, Roitz Eloima, and the Gimel, the Zogis Lassois has Seder, Kidei Shalai Yishnu Atinoikos, Shalai Yishtanu Ahab, if they know there's not Ato Achila. What's the Achila here? The Achila is, according to the Rashba, the Achila is HaMatzah. Umameri Yishalu Manishtana. But you are Mechuyah Behigad Zol Avincha, but you want to get to the Matzah as soon as possible. That's the Rashba's track.
It's funny that because they ask so much. I don't know. They see it and everyone's like they enjoy to do the mitzvah and then ask them. It's funny because that's what wasn't said. They ask why are we doing this?
Right.
No, I don't. They don't ask about that.
Because children know so much.
They know so much
that they know they're going to be have choices and mora. But I think that's the task of the parents to create the interest and to create the, you know, why we do this.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Lo likach midaya be'zman kedei lagia the matzah's mitzvah. Is that mashal? Mistama shalom. Mistama. The mashal mazi. Rabbeinish lo haya ma'arich b'chlal. U halach maher. Kol yeled amar manishtana. Kol yeled. Achar kach.
Shaul.
Ken, ken. Shaul manishtana. But achar kach hu haya maher. Kide hu haya makbid shayoladim yochelit. They lose interest. Children lose interest. No, can. Rabbeinish can. Can. Rabbeinish lo shishiva the mir.
Maybe you can, when it says mitzvah lemaer, it sounds like according to that mitzvah lemaer to say yagala lechol. Then you can eat them.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly the Rashi's plan.
And the maer is not the fast eating, but fast.
That's exactly what the Rashi was saying. The Rashi was saying, "Mamaher et hakoda." But Moshe Shmuel is saying a very good point. Lamaher hakoda. When the Machaber says mitzvah lamaher, so learn the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi means. Rashbam, silly, Rashbam, Rashbam. Efshar leimer, hakoda hamachaber says shape yesh lamaher lahagia lidei matzis mitzvah. That's right. Today she shall say Nikos Lama Oichlin Matzah. The shame is still in Dafu. Lama Oichlin Mora. They'll see the Matzah, they'll see the Mora. When they see the Maithin going on. The Apagav, the Beseda Hagod, the Tikkun Manishtana, the Tikkila, that's not the Iker. The Iker is the Maithin which the children see. So hurry up the Haggadah so that the children get to eat the Matzah, see the Matzah. Interesting, that's Pshat. Like the Rashbam, like the Rashbam. אני לא יחושב זה בעיה, אבל לא להריך, לא להריך. דלת, זה משנה ברור. אבל לא יאמר הקידוש. לא יצא למה, זה לא יתאמר כמן של מצווה למהר. You might think, since you have to hurry, יתפיל הקידוש והגודל מבוידיים. Maybe I can start like you do in the summer. They make it early. Early Shabbos, early Yom Tov. כמו שרוצים בשבת ויום טוב, שיוכל להוסיף מכל על הקודש. So I'll daven beforehand. And maybe you can make Kiddush beforehand. No. Like we see in Reish Tamas Zayin by Shabbos. Kamash Malon, de legabe Pesach, ein okay. Not like that. Lefisha achilas matzah, hukshela Pesach. Al matzahs umoyim yocheluhu. So the matzah goes with the korban Pesach. U Pesach, ein anechal ala balaylo. Ba Kiddush tzorich liyoyz b'shah haruyo la matzah. And Kiddush must be at the time when you can eat the matzah. Ba'oi, the kois shal kiddush, who ever me abba koisas. The kulu bosa hagodah, who matzu moro gerire. So they're all connected together. The kiddush is connected to the matzah, and matzah is moim yachalu, and therefore the kois itself should be at night time, not beforehand. You can't make kiddush earlier. You have to make kiddush at night time. So the maher, as soon as it gets dark, not to spend too long, is it? No, it's only Kiddush. It's only Kiddush.
Yeah, sometimes why do people do that? We don't ever find people do that. Why don't we daven? People keep bringing early Shabbos. So then do early on too.
I last year, I remember, I came in late, they'd already finished my room. Yeah, you're right. But the Kiddush has to be at night. The Kiddush has to be at night. Ad shetechshach, said the Mishnah Berurah, v'yitzelayma le'achat teisa kecholvim, v'loy bein hashmoshes. You have to wait until night. Okay, halacha beis. Yisadeh shulchan ha'yofa. You should make your table as beautiful as possible, v'kelim noim kefi kecho, as much as you possibly can. And prepare for yourself a place to lean, a place of chelus. You have to come. What is chelus here? How do you do the siva? How do you do heseva? What is heseva? Agav afilo oni she'ein lo korim. If he has no cushions, yeshev al asafsach, he must have something to sit on. Has to prepare himself for something. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The kelim noim. Even though the rest of the year you don't bring out the best kelim, mishum zeicher lechulban, b'leila pesach mitzvah lahalbois shezel bichlal derech chelus. And leila say that yes, you do bring them out. It was a maaser brought to the Maharil, who had a very large gemach. He gave money out of the gemach. Kishahayu Biyada, and he had mashkoinas for people. Yeah, one of the Bishonim. And he had mashkoinas, pikdonos, people gave him kosos, people gave him silver, as a mashkin for the money which he gave. So he had all that money there, shal nochim kelim, mashkoina shal nochim, kelim noim. He had the kelim there. Why have nochim? Mashkoina shal nochim. He would never use them at any time. He would take them out and put them on the table, even though they're not his. He would never use them, but for Leila Seder, he would take them out and so you can see it. You should see it. Should look choshev. Remember someone once asked me about being chad parmi on the other stage. I don't know. People in Noyag, you can have beautiful kelim for chad parmi.
Yeah. They make nice chad parmi stuff.
Yeah, it's nice enough. I don't know. If it's nice, I know for children for the kois, I have a chad parmi. It's still the kois for children. They use that for chad parmi. But I don't know. Is it mechubad enough? My wife insists not on using chad parmi. Even though there's a lot of dishes and everything, not for Leila Seder. It's just on dishes. אני חושב, אמרים שכן. אני לא יודע, אני חושב יותר חשוב. עדיף לקוס, כס. חייב אני לא יודע. יש אנשים שכן משתמשים. There's a beautiful story of the parents of Rav Shach. His parents used to have a gemach, and they used to lend out money for people who used to come in, and they always used to give out. And there was once a kala in the town who had no money at all, and they came to ask the mother for some money, and there was nothing in the house. She didn't have anything to give it. And she had in the closet kelim which her husband had given her when they got married for her benefit, that special silver kelim. And she used to bring them out every Pesach. So she didn't have any money, so she took out the kelim and gave them over to the people so that the kala could have a wedding. The kala had nothing at all. She gave the kelim out. When it came to Pesach, the husband of Shach's father came to the closet. Where's the kelim? So she said they were used to build the Bais Ne'eman b'Yisrael. So she said, gave out the kelim. They were used to build the Bais Ne'eman. Lo, miyuchad shel kesef shehem hotziu rak b'shul Leila Seder. I didn't know that. I'm Shach said about his parents that they gave out the kelim and used to build a Bais Ne'eman b'Yisrael. Beautiful, amazing. But the table should look a nice upon. Sheyeshev behesteber roitzelam roishay muter letzad smoil. And that, this I don't understand, Rabbi. He says his head should be leaning to the left. I don't know where this comes from, because if you look up in the Gemara, he brings down Rashi here, Zion Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that.
Is it the Rambam?
Roisha. It's not. Hesedo is not with Roisha. Right. Sebo is with Gufa.
But don't we have to lean to the right?
You lean to the left, so that you can eat with the right. You lean to the left
because of
choking. But I don't know where this Rashi comes from, because if you look at Rashi.
He brings down here the Dushu.
Yeah.
In the name of Perelitz.
Yeah.
Well, Perelitz says, Shibade, Shibinosa, Leatia, the road, Tri Gam, Latota, the Guf.
Ah.
He says, Elisha, Hidesh, Asha, Kachat, Gufo, Yishkarim, etc.
Gufa, it's Ika Gufa. And Rashi here in the Gemara, where's the Gemara here? Kuftes. Rashi doesn't say a lashon of roisho. Rashi says here, gufoi. I don't know where it comes from here. Kuftes.
He also brings down Eliyashi.
Yes.
He says that Sirik la'atot et rosho ve'rubo gufo.
Rogufo. Right. Where's the lashon here? Where is it? Kuftes, is it? Where's it? Okay. Where's the Gemara here? I looked it up and the Gemara doesn't say Rosh. No, in the Gemara in Pesachim. Yes, Sifkot and Zayin is Rashi. Just
in my edition, we have Sadiq Tesham and Day, still a master of Fido on. Sadiq Tesham and Day, still a master of Fido on.
That's the coast, it's not the not the saber. It's going on the coast, it's not the saber. No. No. It's not that's just the Abba Kresa. It doesn't say her saber. Her saber is later, her saber is that full test. 1 second. It's not a Lashon of Roshay, it's a Lashon of Rufa.
He means
I can't find it in my mind now, but it's a Lashon of the Maita leaning means leaning with a goof on something. Leaning on air is not enough. Shaila, whether you can lean on the table or not. Yesham Yom on the table is good. Some people say on somebody, on the back of the chair, but the goof is the ikkar. The group should be leaning with their head back as well.
Rabbi Reisman had an interesting question. You know, one of the reasons we down to a seva on the Shema Yavdim
on the Levesh.
But the doctor, he asked the doctor, the anatomy, it's not true. The anatomy of the trachea and the esophagus is they're lined up like this.
Right.
Leaning does not affect.
Really?
As one of it, he has a shear, once you call them pounders, he has questions. So this is one of the questions, he didn't know the answer.
Really?
Why is this?
Because the
I know, it's not the question. The doctor says anatomically, the anatomy of a body
is not like
this. He had a question. That is a question.
Let's have a look at Mishnah Berurah on it. Right here. So, where are we? Base. We did that. Sheyeshav Esay. Boitzan Roisha Muta Letzad Smoel Ala Mita Al Safstel. Yosef Ala Safstel. Kein Tzorich Leimah Letzad Smoel to the left. Vim Eloi Safstel the Oni. Vuhu Yosef Ala Karka. Gam Kein Tzorich Lahosef Ad Safstel. If he's on the floor, even but misleaning to the left. Oid Kosar Poskim Deim Soimeich Ad Smoel. If you can't find anything else, you lean on each person leans on the next person. But not like this. Not like this. That's not called leaning. Somebody else, yes, but on your own goof is not called. That's like doyeg. That's your worried like that. What? Like a statue. Yeah, that's right. The thinker. No?
Yeah, the thinker. Rodin.
That's right. Gimel, kashu meisev lo yata al gaboy, not on your back, v'lai apono, not on your front, v'lai al yemino, not to the right, ela al smoila, only on the left. V'ein chiluk bein iter, a left-handed person, than anybody else. Everybody does the same because of the anatomy he's going on that. That's the reason why. Take a look at Gimel. Lo yata. Dezer lo mikre derech cheus. That's not called cheus. V'lai al yemino, not on the right, v'lai shema heseba. It's not called heseba. You eat with the right. The oitan, that's the first reason. The second time is sheyesh b'shema yakdim kana levesh. Maybe you'll choke. The vesh tu b'tzad yamin. The vesh is on the right. Because you mate roisha klape yamin. And when you lean onto the right, niptach hakoyva, it opens up. What the trachea opens up. She'al pi hakana on top of the throat. May Allah be kane shamoicha. And the mouth goes inside the throat, inside the voice. The Yavoli Day Sakona. Maybe the anatomy has changed. Well, I don't know. The Ein Chiluk. Even a left-handed person. Always leaning to the left, whoever you are. Even though he always eats with his left. Therefore, you should lean on his right. He should be on his right. Mikomakam, we don't say that. Even though he always eats with his left, this time he has to eat with his right. Mikomakam, ein lechalek. Mipnei tam shein, because of the second reason. Shamiyakim kona levesh. We're worried about the health. Bahai tamo, atipal. Shem dahave sakanta. The second reason is more important because of the sakona. The chamiyo sakanta meistura. More important is the danger than it is the ister. The ister is to eat with the left. Eat with the right, but Lamaisa, leaning on the left is more important because of the health problems. Health is more important. Yochal Oisai Hapam B'Yamin Kol Adam. This time he must eat with his right, even though he never usually does. He usually eats with his left. But Yevedim Hesev outside Yamin Yotzah B'Yamin Shalai Harei Yukusmo Kol Adam. If he doesn't, if he does lean on the right, that's still okay. So he's Yotzah. Okay? Dalet. Isha Eina Tzricha Heseva. A woman doesn't have to lean. Ela Imkein Hi Chashuva. Except she's Choshev. What does Svaldim do? Svaldim passing like the Mechaber. So they do, I think. I think they do. I saw in a Sefer, Pisgei Tshuva, he brings down that the Chassam Sofer insisted that his wife lean as well. Yes. Pisgei Tshuva. You know, Pisgei, he brings down there that the Chassam Sofer had his wife lean. The daughter of Rabbi Akiva. The daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yes, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eger. But according to the Svaldim, Isha Chashuva. And Isha Chashuva. Lamaita, every Spanish woman is choshuv, no? Can we tell you she's not choshuv? No. How do you decide that? I go, b'chol ha-noshim shalom ha-mikre choshuv. Oh, there we are. All women are choshuv. Ach lo nagu lo hosev, ki somchu al dibre ha-ravyo. The ravyo said, this man is there, we don't may save. We don't may save, according to the ravyo. Lamaita, why don't we take this kula for men as well? Why, if we say we stomach on the Rav Yoh, who says that Mizmanah said we not do Hesefer, we don't Hesefer, so why do men?
Because maybe the men were under greater stress as slaves in Israel. The men had to work harder than the women.
That's a good reason. That's a nice reason.
So for them, Cherus would be much more of an impact.
But all the dinim of the Laila is the same for women as men. The men. There's no difference in Leila Seder between a man and a woman. You're right, but the Meister, all dinim of Leila Seder are exactly the same for a man and a woman. So there's really...
Except for Hesed.
Except for Hesed. But why we make him with Hesed? Yeah. You're saying because of that. I don't know. I think because the Maisa is that women don't usually lean. That's the point. Because Elisha doesn't, the Maisa, the Chatzel, a woman doesn't have to lean. So we can take the Kula and use it for the woman. Why don't we use the Kula for the men? Because the Maisa, a man does lean. Right.
So we do
it,
although we never walk.
The
Kapila, we don't
really
lean, but the
Arkei,
you realize.
Right, if you forgot to lean, the Shaitan, you can be Samich on the Rav Yoh as a Heter, right. Okay, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Dalet. Eino Tzricha Heseba. The Stam Isha Ein Darko Lohosev B'Shumpam. A woman never usually leans. The Bizman Azeh Ein Lohosev. Tama Dekeben Te Ein Megidus Bal Tzeinu B'Shah Yomois Hashemah Lohosev Ele Yeshev Kedaka. Everybody normally sits up straight, no one leans. And therefore, he doesn't have to lean. Ein Megidus. We don't usually lean. Obe El Toi Chud Beis Chodesh Al Obi Ve'imoi Al Toi Proib Shloishim Shal Shakroivim Kegon Shaloi Noag Shiva Lifnei Regal. And Ovel Afshehu Chaya Vahaseba. He's Chaya Vahaseba, but a little difference. Don't lean in the normal way. Lean a little different. Not as comfortable. Make it less comfortable because of an avelos. A kittel nagu shaloi lilbosh. An other doesn't wear a kittel. Nikomakom haloibosh ein moichu biyodo. He does leave him alone, but we're not why? Because a kittel is machnia a person's leg, and an other doesn't need that. An other pashto is already hachnor the leg. He doesn't need that hachnor. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Drinking four coasters is easy. And eating matzah in 3 minutes is easy.
I don't know,
it's not a beautiful shiur on that. All these dinim, a I'm not comfortable. You know, Moro is comfortable, and Abakosis is too much, and eating matzah in such a rough time, it's all, it's like you're saying, it's all chayus, it's not chayus. By me, chayus sitting in an armchair reading a newspaper. We had a whole armchair about it. Where's the chayus here? The chayus is that you're oisik the mitzvahs. Artika chayus ala mitzvahs. You're right, they're not hanami. It might be uncomfortable, but at least leharot et hacheus. It's not comfort. He had a whole shiur on that. It's not comfort. It's the tam mitzvah. That's the idea here. Okay, let's have a look at the next one. Simon Sifhei. Ben Eitzel Oviv Sorich Heseba. A son by a father does lean. Afilu hu rabba mufat. A son by a father, yes. Talmud lifnei rabba ein sorich Heseba. Doesn't have to do Heseba. A Talmud. Afilu ein rabba mufat. Ela imkein yitzel la rabba shus. Except if the Rebbe gives a shus. The Talmud chocha muflag bedoiroi. Afal kishloi lomad mimenu klum. Choshev ke rabba ein sorich Heseba. I had a shayla on this. So what's the pshat in the Heseba? Supposing he does lean. Supposing he does lean. It doesn't have to lean. And he does lean. What's that? Is that the head yet? Like a person who goes in a sukkah first night and is pouring with rain, is it the same ghetto of that as a hedyot? The person does a mitzvah and doesn't have to do it. He's called a hedyot. For example, a person goes to the sukkah on Leil HaSeder on the first night of sukkahs and it's pouring with rain. And he goes in the sukkah. He wants it. It's called a hedyot. No? So he does it when it, is that the same thing here? In other words, if a person doesn't have to lean because it's under the Rebbe, and the Rebbe never gave a shus, but he does lean, is that called a hedyot? He's put gay in the cover. So he's a head yet. The Maisi, you have two different halachas. You have a covered of Rav, and also you have a mitzvah seseva. Why should that take preference? I think Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Covered atoy is more important than the mitzvah seseva. A has mitzvah seseva. Mitzvah seseva is a separate mitzvah, but it's not as important as the mitzvah of covered. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah on this. Hey, Torah says about Afilu, the Acha Ben Chay Bichoid Al Maros, but the son is so strong because of the father. The Kol Shekain Imbu Rabbi, the Komakom Torah has Seba. A son must leave. The Mistama Av Moslem, a son, a father is mindful for a son. In Eina Torah has Seba, Mishum de Beresha Amat Sorry. Originally, why do you say Lashon Ein Tzorich HaSeiba? You should say Ein Eina Meitiv. Why Ein Tzorich HaSeiba? Talmud in front of the Rebbe. Ein Tzorich. You should Eina HaSeiba. Why do you say Tzorich? Because in the beginning we said the Lashon Tzorich, Nokat Nachocha Nami. So it also says here Tzorich. Avo Be'emes Isura. Really it's an Isur. Nami Ike LaHosei Befono. The Meir Rabba Kamar Shamayim. The Meir of the Rebbe is more important. Sorry?
How long are you going to?
How?
How long?
Oh, should we stop? No, just
no,
another 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Ella imkein v'oz mukhiyav lahosei. Yitain la rabba rishus, hainu she yoshev befeush. V'oz mahani afilu b'rabba mufa. Even if it's a rebbe who's a main rebbe, if the rebbe gives rishus, you can. Al shulchan bifnei atzmoi. But did we finish the lotion here? That's only when you're sitting on one table. If you're sitting on separate tables in the chalami, then you can do a seva. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches. Al shulchan b'fnei atzmai, af al pishuhu b'fnei rabbi, v'tano kevin v'hu b'shulchan b'fnei atzmai, ein a seva shalo zilzul kovad arav, because it's his own table. It's not called a zilzul because he's sitting in front, he's on his own table. No, the Chodesh says, even if you're in the same room and you're a different table, you still shouldn't be. If you're in the same room as a Rebbe, even if you have your own table, still you shouldn't be. Let me show you this Piskorov here, because we'll come on to it maybe next time, next week. Have a look at this Piskorov. What is the mitzvah of Haseba? Is it a mitzvah by itself? Or is it a part of the other mitzvahs? Take a look at this biskel rov. The fichol kashesoyed adam balayla, sorich leachol velishtois, v'hu meisei devacheus. You have to do heseba. The emos side tzrich in heseba, b'shas achilas tzayit, matzah, u'shias arba koisos. When do you do heseba? When you do these mitzvahs. U'sha'ar achilas o'shtiyosoy im heisei, ha'ayza meshubach. In the rest of the mitzvahs, if you lean, ha'ayza meshubach. עד כאן השאלה. מדבר הרמב״ם האלו מבואה, זה מצווה של הסיבה היא מצווה בפני עצמה. קוראים של הרמב״ם, הסיבה is a separate mitzvah by itself, שיוכב ישכב בלילה הזה, והוא מייסב דרך חילוס. The mitzvah of הסיבה is a separate mitzvah for ליל הסיבה. אלא דחכום יקובו למצווה זו בשעה שחילת מצווה, ושתי עשה בקויסס. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah by itself. חזר וקובר it on the mitzvahs of wine and matzah. אבל הכל פעמים מצווה בפני עצמו היא, ולא מדיני המצווה של מצווה והאבקויסס. It's nothing to do with that. We attach it to the אבקויסס, but it's a mitzvah by itself. כי זה חזינן, זה גם בשאר אכיל עושה שתי עושה, עם היסב. You'll see later on, there were more pastimes, if you can, you should lean for all the meal. All the time you should lean. So therefore, כונת הרמב״ם, it's הרי זה משובח, so it's a mitzvah בפני עצמו to lean. The heinu, the miyakwe kiyam mitzvah shal hasev, the mitzvah itself. We'll see in a second. That's next week. We'll see. Harei de maisa haseba hi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'shreifu gam b'sha achilasa shliyasa. And it's connected to any time you eat or drink on Leil HaSeder. Elo de eino mechuya bo rak b'sha achilas matzo shliyasa abakoysa. Alo b'ikad dina ein lo inyan im matzos achilas matzo shliyasa abakoysa kal. It really is not connected because it's a mitzvah by itself. We perform the haseba at those times. Well, the feast there, im ochel matzah, therefore, according to the Ramban, if you ate matzah, shosa abakosas, well, look, what happens if you ate it without leaning? Ein kan shum guyusa b'mitzah, the mitzah stayed, you ate the matzah. It's not as the matzah is any less. You did the mitzah, but you didn't do hasteba. So you became the mitzah, according to the Ramban, by abakosas. Rak lokiya mitzah hasteba, shehi mitzah b'fredes l'gamwech, which is a mitzah by itself. You didn't became that. That's the shit of the Ramban, it's a mitzah b'fnei atzma. You don't have to go back and eat it. You do go back and eat it. According to the Rambam, you eat again, but the mitzvah for the Heseba, the mitzvah has already been done. The mitzvah has already been done again, but now you need to do Heseba, so that you didn't do Heseba, according to the Rambam. But the mitzvah was done already, just another eating. Another drinking. You have to drink and eat more. For the eat, but it's for the heseba, it's not for the eating. You've become the mitzvah already. Now look at Tosfos. You don't make a bocha. You can't make a bocha. Now he said, Yeah, you didn't do it the Heseba, but the mice, you still have to eat again in order to become Heseba. Why don't you just lean? Why just lean by itself? The leaning needs the eating or the drinking to be become the mitzvah. So you're asking, why should you, according to the Rambam, why should you even eat again? Just lean by itself.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Why can't
I take a little bit of
matzah
and then
you all
drink a little bit?
Why does
that
have to be
a
revius? It has to be
a revius of yarn
again.
The Seva has to have a revius. The Maisi already became the mitzvah.
And you love Hashem. If you didn't, be Hashem. The Meister and Achu Ken Chosim. It depends on the coast. The style of being Meister on the coast. Ken, kolachad nifrad. Ken, tzarich lishtog. Odd pan. In Mashiach, but you're bothered about the Shia. Why do you have to have the Shia then? I think the Bissalog talks about it. I think he talks about it.
It's not necessary.
That's what he says. Avol beikah dina ein lo inyan in matzos lachilas b'sir. But if he's there im ochah matzah oishosa abakosas for leis seba ein kan shum biyusa the mitzvah shal achilas matzah. You did it. Rak de lo kiyam mitzvah set seba shehi mitzvah nefredes laganway. Let's go on a second. Hang on a second, Yosha. The Hinei Betosus B'Tzachim Nistapku. There's a Shaila. Im Shachachu Lo Heite. What happens if you forgot to leave? Im Yachzo V'Yishtev. You have to go back again. Uberosh Shamavua, the im ochal hakazais matzah, so his favor, lo yotza. You're not Mekayim according to the Rosh, the mitzvah of matzah. You're not Mekayim, that's the Rosh. We pass them like that. We pass them like that. Ulechayra Mubua Bazet Lehefer. It appears differently. The Sfile de Din Haseba who din bekiyam a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, Haseba is part of the mitzvah. Shom matzah v'dala kreisah. Dim lafachi amai lo yotza. Why aren't you yotza? According to the Rosh, the mitzvah hasn't, you didn't eat the matzah. That's the
answer.
Correct.
So that's why you have to do it over again.
According to the Rosh, are we passed
on it? It's all tied together.
Correct. Correct. According to the Rambam, may not hanami. Maybe it won't happen. But we passed on it the Rosh. ואוי לפי מה שקוסף הרי לכאורה לא שייר כלל שיחסה ביוחד בהסתבר כי הם דבר כי הם מצווה הכי למצווה בשלימוס הקונט ורמדה ואין בו שום קיוסה במה שאוכלו ולא הסתבר you didn't do the mitzvah without the imkain ha-matzah she'oicha la-chakach hi kish'ar achila u-shasir kem t'kvay yotzi decha vosso matzah that's what your question is Shimshon his eating is not really part of it the Balkoch is really the ikah ha-din achilas matzah nema din she'oicha la-chakach behesteva according to the Rosh but the loikah mashachach not like the Rambam the shayla according to the Rambam though is why don't we make a bracha v'tzivanu ala steva why do you make a bracha on a seifer? According to the Rambam. According to Rosh, it's not schwer because it's part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Shlias Yayin. According to the Rambam, though, you should really make a bracha on a seifer. You make a bracha on the Matzah, you make a bracha on the Mora, you should make a bracha on the Seifer.
It's a demonstration.
Does the Seifer have a Shia? Does the Seifer have a Shia? It has a way, not a Shia.
How do we know
if
I'm a client of the Seifer?
If you sat up straight, you're not doing the Seifer.
If you want,
lulav doesn't. Lulav just needs to hold the lulav. You just need to hold the lulav.
That's a shir.
That's a shir. So leaning is just a shir. You then like that when you drink it. What's an issue? Because once you leave, according to the Rosh, you're not the kind of mitzvah matzah unless you're leaving, so you didn't do the mitzvah. So according to the Rambam though, the leaving itself is the mitzvah. So when you come back and eat again, why don't you say, Ashik, this is on Allah's favor? Because now I'm only doing his favor, I've done already the matzah. According to the Rambam, that's fair. Sorry? Right. He asked a question. Should we stop here by Yisrael? Should we just finish up 2 seconds? Just finish up this bag. Where does the wash get the halacha from? The ocha kazayis matzah below his table below his. Where does the wash get the halacha from? If you ate a kazayis without, you're not yotzah. Mehoda Rabbi Shur ben Levi, a shamash to ocha kazayis matzah kishu meisid. The shamash who's serving at the table, when he eats his matzah, he must lean. Mashma meisid in, lo meisid lo. According to the Rabbi Shur ben Levi, if he leans, then he's yotzah. If he didn't lean, he's not. Does not yotzah. L'chayo haya efshe lema, to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, lo ma'ale kal midin mitzvah achilas. Who said Rabbi Shur ben Levi is talking about matzah? Rak midin mitzvah, maybe Rabbi Shur ben Levi is talking about his seiva. He's talking about his seiva itself. V'koma di'im ocha kazayis matzah, kishu may save kavai yotzah v'chavos ha'seiva. Maybe according to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, but the shamas leans, so he's mekayim the mitzvah of Hesteva. Where's the raya for the Rosh? He's bothered about that, the Briskel of. Ashaloach al tachios of Hesteva. Vahin hain tibay ha-Rambam. So it's the same as the Rambam. Well, according to the Rosh, is the raya for this, that you're not Yotzah. Maybe Rabbi Shur ben Levi is talking about that the Shamas is Yotzah when he does Hesteva, not when he's eating the matzah. Sha'achios of Hesteva, in Hesteva, ha-reza meshubach. Im lav, eino tzorech. ומקורן הוא מדיבר על רבישו בן לוי ותנוק את לישנה מיוצא שמה מנו ושייך לסייב גם בשער הכי לא עושה לבד כזה הסמצה אלא זה אין המחוי בזה אבל אין הכי נמי זה לא אי ריקה מדין המצרים של הכי לסמצה maybe זה אני צריך לבד הסייב so it's the kasha on the Rosh where's the ray of the Rosh but not Yotzah maybe the ray of Rabishu ben Levi that the Shamas eats to be the kind of mitzvah of Hesteva not just the mitzvah but next week in Mitzvah Shema Vaisa we'll go further on this and then we'll all this is shaya for the next halacha we'll leave it here sorry if I kept you too late.